Thank you for tuning in to Senior Sense, Navigating Your Journey, a Mosaic Senior Life podcast series created to provide information and stimulate discussion about important issues in senior living. I am Andrew Banoff, President and CEO of Mosaic Senior Life. Every day we are asked questions about aging, Alzheimer's disease, home care, and all aspects of the senior care navigation process. We hope that these podcasts will give you valuable information and that we can be of assistance to you and your loved ones in your journey.
Welcome to Mosaic Senior Life's podcast, Senior Sense, Navigating Your Journey. I am Mary Przinski.
And I am David Magner.
Today we are here with hospice and home care social worker Veronica Webb. She will be talking about understanding grief and ways to support yourself and others through difficult times. In her role as a social worker at Mosaic Hospice, Veronica works as part of the interdisciplinary team, aiding patients and families in navigating their illness journey. Veronica also works with bereavement programs in addition to providing pet therapy to patients and clients. Veronica received her undergraduate degree from UConn, her master's at NYU, and a postmaster's program at NYU in palliative and end-of-life care. Veronica, can you tell us about the difference between grief and mourning?
So grief deals with the emotions surrounding a loss, or really any kind of loss, whether it be a person, pet, loss of a job, any loss that we experience in life. Mourning is how we express the grief associated with that loss. So grief can come out as sadness, yearning for a person, anger, shock, denial, any of the emotions that come with the grieving process. It's important to differentiate grief from another mental health concern, such as when grief becomes depression, anxiety, and really starts to impede on somebody's day-to-day life. Things to look out for that are worrisome in the grieving process would be changes in appetite, sleeping too little, sleeping too much, feeling intense hopelessness, isolation from family and friends, difficulty completing day-to-day tasks such as self-care, errands, and really struggling to make it through each day efficiently and productively. Once someone is exhibiting those symptoms, it's important to talk to a doctor, probably someone's primary care physician, and receive some extra help and support, as we don't want our emotions to impede those very important tasks and affect our day-to-day life. Mourning is how we express our grief. So it could be through crying, listening to music to honor the person that we've lost, making their favorite meal, prayer, donating to an organization. It's kind of how we're expressing our grief and outwardly showing our grief.
Great. So, Veronica, what are some ways we can take care of ourselves, especially as we're navigating the grieving process?
So it's really important to be mindful of how you're feeling, when you're feeling it, and really working to honor those feelings and honoring your own truth and experience. Some ways to take care of yourself would be through self-care, and it doesn't have to be anything major or radical, novel, to enhance your overall coping. It can be small things that you do throughout the day, like making sure you're drinking enough water, eating well, eating healthy meals and food, sleeping enough, exercising, whether it be, stretching or yoga, or more, going to the gym, an intense exercise, doing the hobbies that you enjoy, doing things for you, meditation, reading. There's also some really great mindfulness apps that we can download to our phones, or YouTube videos that do guided meditations, guided breathing exercises. Other ways, might be to join a grief support group, seeking therapy, talking one-on-one with somebody, and more importantly, identifying your support system of who you can go to, whether it be family, friends, people in the community, to help meet those self-care needs.
How can you support somebody who is going through the grieving process?
So it's really a lot of offering help and being available. Sometimes just knowing that somebody is there for you is so meaningful, to know that they're available, that they're open to supporting you, and that they care and want to support you. So sending a text message, an email, calling somebody, and directly ask them how they're doing. I think sometimes we're uncomfortable taking on the emotions of other people sometimes, mm-hmm. but directly saying to someone, how are you? How are you today? How are you feeling right now? Recognizing and honoring milestones that the grieving person might be experiencing, like holidays, birthdays, anniversaries. So maybe calling them and saying, hey, I know it's your first Mother's Day without mom. How are you doing this time around? And also offering assistance with seemingly small activities or tasks like errands, childcare, housework. Maybe it's delivering a meal to them or running an errand at the grocery store for the person, taking something off of their plate so they can focus on themselves. Also helping the person engage within their community, like their place of worship, any community events, neighborhood events, to facilitate that really great support system for the person.
I also feel like maybe a distraction, you know, taking them away or taking them to a movie, something that can distract them from, you know, thinking their sad thoughts and that kind of thing as well.
Absolutely. Like going out for a cup of coffee, taking a walk, you know, doing things together that can be a distraction, but also build a relationship with that person so that if they do feel like they need support at any time, they can come to you, that you're readily available and accessible to them.
I think also it's sometimes hard when you're seeing a loved one or a friend who is not really dealing or grieving with the process. How would you advise them if they keep asking and they feel like they're being shut out more and more? Is there a specific way to kind of approach it when you find that, even though you're asking these questions, trying to give a distraction, and yet you feel like the person is really trying to isolate more and more, but you want to help them? How do you navigate that? It's kind of a difficult situation.
And sometimes calling out the elephant in the room, almost, and you know, saying, hey, you know, I've noticed that you're home more often, or, you know, not responding to my messages or calls, you know, is there something else going on? Especially that given that life is stressful for most of everybody.
Absolutely.
Are they, you know, is the grief coupled with, you know, maybe some other family dynamic issues, health issues, job issues, and kind of having all of these contributing factors really kind of inhibiting the grieving process? And maybe the person will be open about it, and maybe not. I also think, too, if there's ever any concerns about how somebody's doing in isolation, maybe reaching out to other people within their support system, whether it be family or friends, and just checking with that person to be sure that the grieving person is okay.
So, Veronica, in your professional opinion, what are some ways we can keep a loved one's memory alive for us?
Yeah, so it's really to work to honor the person in a meaningful way to you, but also honoring them in what they have found meaningful in their life. So whether it's maybe planting a flower, a garden, a plant that continues to come up every year that reminds you of them, maybe they loved gardening and that's a great way to honor them. Donating to an organization that they enjoyed or found meaningful, maybe they volunteered there. Making a person's favorite meal or kind of their signature dish, whether that be on a normal day or on a holiday. Looking at photos, scrapbooking, any types of rituals, whether they be religious in nature or just, you know, we do this activity every Thanksgiving to honor a person or people in the family that have passed. Making a quilt with their clothing, traveling, maybe the person that you loved, they really wanted to go to a certain destination, and you go there in their memory, in their honor. And of course, sharing memories and stories with people in your support circle to keep their memory alive.
One thing I did, I've gone through the grieving process, and one thing I did was I planted a tree for my father, and it's outside my window, my kitchen window, so I see it every day. When I am at the sink, I can see it, so it's really nice, and it reminds me of him daily, and it's nice to see it growing, and when it's spring, it's so nice to see it blooming, and I took that advice because I looked up also how to honor his memory.
Which I think is a great way to do. I know when my grandmother passed, she had this cross that she loved. And she always had it over her bed. And I decided, in order to kind of always remember her and have her part of my life on a daily basis, for every car I've had, I put it over my rearview mirror.
Aww.
So she's always a part of me every day when I'm coming to work or going somewhere. So it's a great way to keep them in your memory in a healthy way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And even when my dog died a few years ago, the veterinary office put grief literature. I think, you know, we a lot of times focus on deaths of people, but of course there's other types of deaths and losses that we have in our lives, but as well as pets, the vet included some grief literature and then a packet of seeds to plant a memory garden.
Oh,
that's great.
In honor of the pet. So
nice.
Lots of different ways.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Veronica, for coming on today's podcast and discussing important ways we can care for ourselves while navigating the grief process, and also helping other loved ones in our life that can navigate the process as well. We appreciate your time.
Of course, thank you.
Thank you for listening to this podcast for Mosaic Senior Life. Please stay tuned for additional episodes on topics that are meaningful to you. In the meantime, please call us at 833-MSL-LINK, 833-MSL-LINK, that's 833-675-5465, or contact us at mosaicsl.org. That's mosaic with a Z, S as in senior, L as in life, .org, mosaicsl.org, for more information on any of our services.